Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is June 19th. It's the 19th, not the 20th. Not the 20th. It's the 19th. And I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this video recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Definitely appreciate those of you that are on live, though. So always fun. We always have a little bit of a discussion at the beginning, usually on a couple minutes early, and sometimes it's just chatter. Sometimes it's really interesting topics, and we're going to jump right back into one that we were discussing right before. But I do want to start. First off, if you missed last week, our Morton Salt guy, please take a look at that on recording. That was a really interesting conversation. It was kind of fun. I did just notice this morning that there were a couple of the podcast locations that it did not show up, so we are going to redo that, and then I'm going to post a link out on social media, so keep an eye out for that as well over the next day or so. Do want to mention also that we have a couple spots left for our July 7th premium course that is coming up. I'd love to have that as a full class. That is the class that includes WQA certification eligibility. And because it's July and sometimes it's hard to get people, you know, to travel in July, we have this actually is the biggest discount we've ever given since we opened the facility. We're doing, in honor of our nation's birthday, we're doing a 17.76% discount on that class. So it's like $1,000 off. So that covers the WQA stuff if you want. So anyway, please take a look at that. We've got three more spots available for that class, and I'd love to have your team, your installers there. Okay, so normally I start the call off pretty much the same every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing across the country with other sales professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? And Paul from Traverse City and I were just discussing a customer that has a pretty big, it's kind of a little challenging water analysis. Paul, you want to reiterate that and just sort of go through it again?
Sure. We've got two different analyses on hardness. It's either 17 or 12. We're going to confirm that. We have coliform bacteria in the water supply. We've got 4 parts per million of iron in the water supply. We have a 244 on chlorides. The customer is extremely concerned about how are we going to remove the chlorides.
You said tannins also, tannins, right?
Yeah, we have tannins as well. So we have a tannin system that they are very interested in. They have a softener that they are very interested in, and we have to do the softener. The bacteria will take care of with an ultraviolet light, but my byproduct of softening is going to be a chloride, so I'm going to elevate the chlorides when we go through these regeneration processes, and they want to eliminate the chlorides, and so I'm just wondering, you know, my treatment train, what is that going to look like? We don't deal with a lot of chlorides, so yeah. I'm in the process of educating myself and thought that I'd bring it out to you guys.
So when we were discussing this, there was first off, it's not as high as the highest chlorides I've ever seen.
It's not huge, but the customer has the customer, and we're trying to educate her in regards to what this level is at, and we will add a little bit more back into it, but she's concerned about it.
Yeah. I mean, so the softener, keep in mind, is not going to add a ton more chloride to the water. The chloride is going to mostly go down the drain when it regenerates. You're adding sodium to the water. Now, that sodium combined with the chlorides could potentially give you a slightly saline paste to the water.
Yes.
But, you know, so, I mean, the chlorides are not going to be attracted to the resin and are going to be discharged through the drain, right? So, but the one thing is, I mean, that's going to make the TDS roughly, I mean, you said the TDS is around 450 or 460 anyway, right?
487.
And you said that they do not want an RO, although they also said that they were going to go down, that her husband was going to go down and put and just grab an RO from Home Depot or whatever, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So
he knows all about this stuff, maybe he should just be figuring out the chlorides. That's just me.
Yeah, and Paul, that's what I was going to say. And I'd love for somebody else to jump in if they have another suggestion. But there are those – I mean, the truth is, based on what you're saying, the reality is the best option, the most cost-effective option is going to be to do exactly what you're doing with all the stuff that you're doing and then put an RO in. And you know, you can configure that. I mean, obviously a whole house RO is probably overkill, but you can put a large enough tank in, and if you're able to run lines different locations. But there are those customers out there. We've discussed this before, but and I you run into it, right? There's those customers that they you know, if I tell you, Paul, I need to be in Florida in 5 hours. Okay, I live in Michigan. I need to be in Florida in 5 hours. Well, you tell me, Paul. Well, you should probably look at flights. That's pretty much the only way you're going to get down. Nope, I don't fly. I need to be down there in 5 hours. I don't fly. I don't fly. But you need to get me down there in 5 hours. You know, this, right? I mean, this is, it's not some, they're, we're not miracle workers. We got to go by physics. We got to go by science. We got to, you know, and sometimes the best option is say, look, I don't have the ability to get you to Florida in 5 hours unless you fly. I can't afford it. Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you. These are the flights that I have. Well, I'm just going to go buy a cheap flight then from ValueJet. I don't know if ValueJet's around anymore. Spirit. I'm going to go buy a cheap flight from Spirit. Okay. All right. I mean, sometimes you got to let them go do their thing, you know, and I wish that weren't the case. We want to help everybody, but, you know, there's a cost associated to doing it right. And if they, it's all we can do is offer to help. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. You know, there may be some conversations and some things to talk about on how, and you and I were discussing this before the call, you know, making sure that they understand the difference between the system that you carry and the one that they're going to get at a box store. You know, certification may be part of it, although, you know, a lot of times even the box stores have at least component certification. They'll certainly put the big NSF certified logo on their stuff, even if they just have one filter or one part or a faucet or something like that certified. You know, they people don't know the numbers or what the standards are, you know, for certification. So it could be that we have to go a little deeper and explain to them what certification to look for. But ultimately, it's their decision on whether or not they accept your offer to help or not. Would you agree with that, or what are your thoughts on that?
I agree.
Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Can't save everybody.
You can't save everybody. That's, yeah, and we want to. Was that Scott? Who's that? Is that Scott?
That's Scott.
Morning, Scott. Paul and I were discussing you before you hopped on, and we were like, God, I hope Scott doesn't come on. And then you weren't here at 8:30. And we were like, yes, we both agreed. And then you showed up.
I hope Kelly doesn't come on. What are you talking about?
I might have gotten the name wrong. I may have gotten the names wrong. And I may have completely misunderstood or just simply made that conversation up.
It's a good thing we're 200 miles away, Kelly. It's a good thing we're 200 miles away.
There's a way to show appreciation to you guys for showing up here and spending your time and supporting this call. Totally glad you're here, Scott. Good morning. So, and everybody else, I heard a few other people hop on here. I think good morning to you as well. So, anybody else have any thoughts on this? So I wanted to talk about, it's been a while since we've had this discussion. We have talked about it in the past on some of the archives, But I wanted to kind of think, you know, I think this has changed a little bit as technology has changed and culture has changed. But the question that I have for you guys and the discussion I wanted to have this morning on the call was, how do you get people, you know, you run an appointment, you think you have a great rapport with them, going pretty good, you feel good about it, and then, you know, I always tell people, you know, I'll give you a call back on Monday, you know, or I'll touch base with you again on Wednesday just to follow up. And then you call and you get voicemail, and, you know, maybe you call again in a couple days or later on that day and you get voicemail again. How do you get people to call you back, or do you care? Do you keep calling them? At what point do you stop calling them? At what point do you follow up with other means of communication? What do you say when you do that? So I just wanted to have a discussion with you guys on what are the best ways to get people to return calls.
Well, number one, I don't know how many spam calls you get a day.
Absolutely. part of my conversation, Scott. Yep.
And unfortunately, you know, we have business lines on my cell phone, so you got to answer all of them. But it is just frustrating that like 30 times a day, if I pick up the phone, I hear.
Yeah.
So most people honestly do not answer answer the phone anymore. And so you have to leave a voicemail and like, don't leave a paragraph. Don't say, "Hey, how you doing this morning?" Just say, and in fact, I've gotten to the point where I don't leave a message. The way I handle it is, if we've made the decision, we're not making a decision today, you know, that's fine. I pack up, you got any questions, here's my card. You can reply to the quote, it comes to me. And I do not say I'm going to follow up with them, because any salesperson is going to follow up with you. But when I'm in the driveway, before I leave, I send a text message. And the first line is the company name. And it just says, "Great to meet you. If you got any questions, this is my direct cell phone number, name, company name, phone number, send it." Because if I don't put the company name, in the first line, then you get lost with the 30,000 other, text messages out there. So that way, if, "Hey, I had a question, what is that?" And he scrolls through, awkward, like, "Okay, there." Then the next day, I always like touch base with them. But you can't do what everybody else does. All other salespeople are going to go, "Hey, hope you had a great day today. You know, it's great meeting you, blah, 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 blah. Just touch a base, blah, 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 blah." It's this paragraph. And anybody that opens it up looks at it and goes, "Oh, God, that's too much." You should know as a salesperson before you leave that house what the objection is holding them up. Not to hard close them, but to help guide them on the path. "I got to talk to my mom. I got to talk to my wife. I got to talk to Jesus. I got to decide between this one and this one. I've got to decide, you know, this finance offer, this finance offer." You should know. So what I do is I send, "Did you make the decision between this and this?" And that's it. It's quick. It's to the point. It is a yes or no answer. And I don't care what the answer is. If you don't respond to me, that's fine. Life gets in the way. We are very busy. Because you've got meetings, you've got family, you've got everything else. However, if you do answer, said no, still have it talking, then I respond, "Not a problem, take your time. However, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't follow up with you. If I don't hear from you, when's a great time for me to follow up with you? That way I know what the time frame is. You know, is it tomorrow? Is it at the end of the week? Is, well, it's going to be like probably January." So I kind of have an idea, and then whatever the time frame is, I move it to that. If I don't hear from you, I will contact you the next day. if I don't get a response and I've hit you kind of like the same time, so if I contacted you in the morning, next time I'm going to contact you in the afternoon. But then I'm going to bump it out to 2 days and then 4 days and different times of the day. If I don't get a response during the week, I'm going to contact you on Saturday. But ultimately, I'll keep bumping it out, and you know, I'll touch base with you once a week. And then I am going to contact you till you tell me no, because no response is not no, it's not yet. Because look, I cannot tell you how many times that I've had 15, 20 contacts with, and they said, thank you so much for being persistent. I've been wanting to do this, but life gets in the way. And every other salesperson is gonna give up on the second attempt. But however, early on in the process, no, it's not right for us at this time. You know, like whatever it is, okay, not a problem. Then I take that contact and I move the follow up date to October 31st. You know why?
Because it's scary.
No. So every no that I get, no, not right now, it's not right for us right now, I move to October 31st. Me and all my guys do this. Then on Halloween, around midday, we all come into the office and we call through all of our no proposals because we are trying to resurrect dead presentations. We're trying to raise them from the dead on Halloween. And it is right before holiday season. So what are we going to do for holiday? What are we going to do for Christmas this year? What are we going to do? Well, if you can't, what are you talking about? You can't, you're going to give your wife like softer hair and skin and not have to clean as much. Oh, that's the gift that keeps on giving right there. And we usually get at least a 20 to 30% response on all of our no's from the year. But that's how I do it.
Man, that was fantastic. I mean, there were so many things that I want to highlight on that, but in a second. But that was great. I hope you guys were taking notes or you go back and listen to that, because there were some really fantastic tips in there. Anybody else? What do you guys do to get – I'm going to highlight a couple things that you said there, Scott, because I really think they're worth worth really taking note of. But I want to give anybody else a chance to respond in there. How do you get people to call back? So there's a couple things I just really want to highlight, like I said. First off, you're so right about the spam calls. And I think about, you know, I haven't had a landline in over 30 years. And these days, I do remember the time where people didn't want to give away their cell phone numbers, right? You always called the office number. Even if you had their cell, you called their cell last, right? Because I don't know if you guys remember that, but I feel like that's changed. I feel like cell phones now, that's really a lot of times the only way to reach people, and they're common out there. Most people put them on their business cards or on their contact information because they know that their life is busy and you go through. But that being said, you're right about it. I get just a ton. You know, I wish I had the algorithms. Because it's incredible to me that I will make a call with to a client in a certain area code, in somewhere across the country, and within an hour or two, I get a spam call coming from that same area code, and sometimes I answer because I'm like, oh, this is that call I've been waiting for to come back, and it's insurance or financing, they want to finance my business or just. Holy, and you're right. It's super frustrating to get those things. And so you're right. A lot of people don't answer. And the other thing that you said that I thought is really worth pointing out is this last week, I've closed two sales via text. not email. Not, I mean, I you know, had some initial communication via email. I always send out a, you know, a calendar invite and invite them via email if I have a meeting with them. But there were two sales that were closed this last week on via text because it's easier that way. Now, the one thing that you said that I really love that I don't think I have done that I'm going to start doing, what a great tip. You said you start your text message with the company name. I love that because I also get a ton of spam text, but I get dozens and dozens of text messages a day. And I don't always, sometimes I'll get a text message. It is a great way to communicate with me because I do read my text. You know, they show up, I say them. I get hundreds of emails a day, and I'm way more likely to miss an email or have an email go into somebody's spam, I guess, you know, or go into my spam. If I get one, I'm way, way more likely to miss that than I am a text. I do read the text. Still a ton of spam text messages as well, but I at least I see them and they're easier to read. I don't always have time to enter that number into my contact list. And so there are times that I'm, you know, you can search your text, but sometimes it's like, oh man, what was that guy's name? And so you're trying to go through and then you're scrolling down trying to remember what day and time it was so that you can at least narrow it down and go through and look at the date and time of your text. But I love the idea of putting, because at least on my text feed, I see the first three or four words of the message. And so I can scroll down. So putting the company name or your name first, what a great idea. So just way easier for people to find. That's fantastic. Love it. I like what you're saying about continuing to follow up. I agree. I mean, life is busy for everybody right now. I don't know anybody in my life that is not just running around like it seems like everybody is busy, you know, I think it's you know, to us, this is what we do. We think water treatment every day, all day. This is our life. It's what we do. But if we think about the purchases that we want to make, you know, it's like you to take an hour to sit down or a couple hours to sit down and research a purchase, and then it gets there, and you're like, I'm going to do this within the next couple of weeks. But it's not, maybe it's not just like super urgent or you want to do it, or, you know, it's not like life or death. A week, you think in your mind that you're going to make the decision in a week, and 2 months go by because life is like that, especially, I don't know about you guys, but this time of year, I mean, I'm looking at this, and we're already nearing the end of June, and I'm booked, you know, personal and professionally through July, you know, just I have stuff going, there's vacations, there's, you know, stuff like that, and I'm like, I got to get this done. This is a priority to get this done. My daughter's coming in tomorrow. I haven't seen her in 2 years. She's coming in from, she's been in Colombia, South America, saving the world. I'm trying to get all this stuff done so that I can spend time with her next week. And you know, that's the priority. There's some things that I need to do, some purchases I need to make. Those things are going to get put on the back burner. I can tell you I'm doing some marketing stuff, and there's a lady that I talked to, I had a meeting with about 2 months, and I told her to call me after Long Beach, and she did. She's texted me a couple times, and I have her number flagged. I plan on using her. She doesn't know it because I've not responded to the text. I need to, because in sales, it's nice to hear that. You know, it's nice to hear that you plan on using them. I wish people would send me those messages, although at least you hear from them. You know that they haven't forgotten you, you know. But we get busy. And, you know, and I'm sure in this company's mind, this lady that called me over the marketing stuff, I'm sure she's probably thinking that I'm not going to, you know, that the meeting, the appointment that she had with us was a waste of time. It's not, because I am going to use her, you know, and so your point is, I mean, all of your points were just dead on, Scott. I think in today's day and age, the phone is nothing. We might as well have sent a fax to them. You know, the phone in many ways is almost getting obsolete when it comes to ways that we are communicating or closing sales or making contact with our customers.
Can I add something?
Yeah, please.
Can I add something real quick? Too.
Yeah.
One of the things if you've contacted them multiple times for a couple of weeks, different times in the morning, different times in the evening on a Saturday, one of the things you can send in just a blurb is, have you abandoned the project of improving the water in your house? And just leave it at that. And you will be shocked at the people. No.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like
I've been meaning to call you back. I'm sorry. Life has just been crazy. We're definitely going to. It's just I had to put it on the back burner for a second. They at least let you know that you're 100% correct, you know. And you have a right to do that. This is your job. You have a right to ask that. If they didn't say no, you have a right to ask that. Correct. The other thing, real quick, before we run out of time, Scott, that you kind of said that I want to highlight is about wasting your time on the how's the weather type things. Okay, I feel like we have maybe one or two sentences before people just delete, and if that first one is wasted with how are you today, you know, nice weather. I mean, I sometimes will start good morning, you know, so it doesn't start right off with a, you know, harsh. I'll say good morning or good afternoon or, you know, or something like that. But man, you jump straight to the point. And that goes when you're leaving a message too. You know, short and sweet. There are times voicemails sometimes get lost because the phone will come in and I forget that I have a voicemail and, you know, I'll see it like two or three days later because voicemails, I get so many of those calls and so many of those voicemails are spam messages, you know. So you're right about not wasting the time with the niceties. Get straight to the point. You have a right to do that. This is your job. I think most customers appreciate that. They don't have time to sit through these, you know, three or four sentences of stock niceties from somebody they don't even know. I mean, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. That's the reason I don't even good morning, good afternoon, because that's what everybody else does. But it's like, did you make the decision between this and this? Did y'all have a chance to discuss the water softener? Did y'all, like,
did,
whatever
you,
it is.
Do you type out the word y'all?
Well, I do. I wouldn't recommend it in Michigan.
I thought you would. That's what I was going to say. Okay, everybody here in Michigan, take note of that. Did y'all, have a tip?
Or do you say, or I guess, you know, y'all would say, use guys, or you all, or you all,
use guys. did you guys make the decision? Yes, point taken.
But it'd be a good idea, don't you know?
Had some fun with my name when I'm leaving a message. Hi, this is Paul with McCardle Culligan. It's P as in pneumonia or P as in psycho if you don't return my call. Get a laugh, and I generally get a return phone call.
Pretty good,
be
too.
Playful,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 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 Hi, this is Kelly, the guy with the girl's name. I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, hi, this is Kelly. K as in knife. You don't want to meet in the alley.
That, right.
Let's talk.
Yeah, I can
right?
do that. Exactly. That's fun, too. Yeah. Yep. So, K as in knife? That would be nice,
K
right?
K as in knife,
they,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing
creepy
about
that. Mine is Paul P as in pterodactyl now, just because it throws people off tremendously. It's so fun.
Guys, Scott, you did, you basically ran this call today, and I love you for it, man. That was some fantastic tips there, and I really appreciate that. you said it better than, and more eloquently than I could have. I love the October 31st idea as well. That's a great idea. And I think it just screams professionalism. So thank you so much. Everybody else, that is the end of our time. Want to thank you all for coming. We did not send out a reminder email this week, and yet you're still here, and I appreciate it. So thank you very much. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Be safe and have a fantastic weekend. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, great insight, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. See you guys.
Have a great day.